It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. This is your place where you'll find information about great destinations, travel tips, and be inspired to, I hope, put down those glossy travel brochures that you've been looking through and actually get out and make your own travel photos and memories. I'm always really wanting to inspire you to take that trip. And today, I will continue our chat about traveling with friends, because I think that is one of the best ways to travel and enhance your experience. Now, some people may say, well, when I travel with my friends, I feel that can be a little restrictive. But during our series of Traveling with Friends, we have been exploring how amazing your experience can be when you're sharing a destination with the people in your life who may have similar interests, or even if their interests are different. It's a great way for you to find out more things about the world and for them to show you maybe a different way to look at the world. Now, today's show, I am going to feature two friends who are traveling the world and experiencing different cultures, people, and places a lot. That's what they love to do. And it's all about experiential travel. And I can't wait to hear what they're going to share, because I'll be learning some things too as they share their experiences. Now, last month I had Antimo Cimino on the show with me, where he talked about tips for cross-cultural communication. And Antimo also was talking about his company, Vumago, which is a travel company taking travelers on great experiences where they do just that. They experience authentic cultural experiences with the people and places where they go. And with him today is one of his clients that travels with him a lot, and that is Kirk Faulkner. He is a regional manager of a national mortgage company, but I kind of think he loves the other side of what he does, and that is traveling and going with Antimo on several trips. And now he has become like a big, huge fan of this hands-on experiential travel as well, and going on all of these great adventures. So Antimo, welcome to the show again.
Thank you, Anita.
And Kirk, it's a pleasure to have you on the show for the first time, but I have a feeling I'll probably have to have you back with all these things that you're doing.
I'm thrilled to be here and glad to be a part of it.
All right, let's go ahead and jump right in, because I have so many questions and so many topics that I want us to talk about. I really would like to start with talking about experiential travel, because so often we think that that kind of means going to a destination, kind of jumping into an activity that may be taking place there at the destination. And then you go, oh, well, I experienced that culture. I had a great time. I did a few things with some of the local people. But let's start with really defining what experiential travel is, and you know, just what that all means. So Antimo, I'll start with you with that one.
Sure. Well, for me, experiential travel is like the word describes it. It's an experience. And if you looked up that meaning, you can see that it takes you to understand what experiencing another culture is through the senses. So in essence, when we talk about experiential travel, it's a journey that it's a journey through the senses, all the senses, because you get to not only experience the things you see, but you also get to interact with people, and you get to feel certain emotions. And that, when it's done in an authentic way, it provides a much more transformative experience than just going to see things through one tour to the other, through the touristy circuit.
Yeah, I know. I see that a lot, where people kind of load up on the tour buses. You get off at one, you know, site there, then you get back on the bus, then you're off at another one, then you're back at your hotel, you have your dinner, and after 2 or 3 days, you call that kind of experiencing the destination. So you're saying we need much more than that.
Well, yes, you do. And to me, if you're going to a place to see things and you go back to your country, you haven't really experienced much. It's like you've taken a deep dive into a arts and architecture and history book, only you've done it in person. but did you talk to the people? Did you interact? Did you understand something about yourself? Did you have to relate to others? Were you actively involved with the culture? And in fact, you know, why do we have Kirk here? We have him, in essence, to truly verify, was that what he experienced on one of the trips that he's gone with me? And so I'll just turn it over to Kirk and say, what do you think, Kirk?
Yeah, let's hear, Kirk.
Well, I can affirm everything Antimo's saying. I met Antimo as a client. I was introduced to him through my significant other, part of a networking group. And so I met him purely from a client perspective. This gentleman does travel. He does it supposedly differently. I'm going to find out more about that because I loved his early designation. When I first talked to Antimo, he created this distinction of, I want to work with travelers, not tourists.
Mm.
Now, that doesn't mean he won't work with tourists, but he wants people who want to experience more than just the two-dimensional photographs they bring back with them. The one-dimensional photographs. He wants people who want to experience the multi-dimensional aspect of connecting on a human level with cultures and people from those cultures. And so from the very first trip, I was really hooked. I got to travel to southern Italy and central Italy, met not only friends of Antimo and his family, but connections that he had. The experiences that we enjoyed were truly a celebration of connection. So much so that I would say today I could go back to many parts of Italy and now have friends in those locations, not just people I met, not just associations, but now friendships where I could go back to southern Italy and I'd have a place to have dinner. I'd even have a place to stay if I needed it.
Well,
and it's taking travel beyond to a level I never imagined.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Now, I'm talking with Antimo and Kirk, who are experiential travelers. They love to get out there and actually indulge all of their senses when they are traveling. And this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And you guys know I love to do that, too. But now I have a question here. How different is the popular destination experience versus doing what we call going off the beaten path? Is there any difference when we talk about experiential travel in those two?
Absolutely, a huge difference. And mostly, if you go to do the touristy, most sought-after things, like let's speak about Italy. People definitely want to go see the Colosseum and ancient Rome. They want to go see the gondolas and the Grand Canal in Venice. And they want to go see the David in the Accademia in Florence. So all of these are dreams and on people's bucket list, and there is nothing wrong with that. But the thing that happens when you do that kind of travel is most likely you're going to be surrounded by vast amount of people just like you, whether that being yeah. Americans, Australians, all over the world kind of travelers or tourists. That's what your interaction is going to be most likely. When you go off the beaten path, and especially accompanied by a local that truly can take you to places that you could never find on a book, then you have a completely different experience. You have the authentic element of that person introducing you to family and friends, and you start realizing that there is history and beautiful churches and beautiful architecture also in off-the-beaten-path places. So you, in essence, don't have to necessarily just stick to the popular places. And the best is when you can blend the two. And I think Kirk, too, has done exactly that on a couple of the trips. He wanted to see certain things, but then most of the time he wanted to spend time with me, my family, my connections, to get even deeper into the essence of being Italian and that Italian wave of life.
Well, it definitely sounds like he would have absolutely the opportunity to do that and has had the opportunity to do that. I mean, he did just mention that if he went back by himself, he would have a place to stay and certainly a place to have dinner. And we're coming out to the end of this segment, Antimo and Kirk, but when I come back, I want to dig a little bit deeper into some of those experiences and other ways that we can really explore culture more authentically. And maybe that might be through festivals or sometimes through the foods and things like that that we enjoy. So you guys sit tight. When we come back, we're going to pick up right there here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Back in a moment.
The Mississippi Delta was shining like a national guitar. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland,
Memphis, Tennessee.